All right, well, as I mentioned, King Leatherberry, the Hall of Fame trainer of Ben's Cat, kind enough to spend a little time with us here this afternoon on the Horse Racing Radio Network. And King has had so much success in his career, training a total of 6,489 winners to date. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2015. We were there. It was a very special day for us here on the network, more special for King Leatherberry. And King, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you'd probably be hard-pressed to find a horse that meant as much to you as Ben's Cat.
You're absolutely correct. He was a magnificent animal.
When you think about his career, and I say the name Ben's Cat, what are some of the immediate thoughts that come to mind?
Well, I mean, he's a remarkable horse, and it's sad now that his ending came so soon, and it was tragic because Harry survived all the racing wars all those years, kept coming back and running, winning these races multiple times. And then he gets time to retire and go spend some time on a lovely farm down in Kentucky and down there a couple weeks and gone.
What do you remember about getting the word that Ben's Cat had died?
Well, for one thing, the surgery that he had had a small percentage chance. In fact, I'd had a couple done, and they didn't make it over the years. But in this case, I thought they got to it right away. It's down in Kentucky there where the good veterinarians are. So I had hopes that he'd survive. And then I was getting results that he's doing so well. Had the first night, reports came that he survived that. We had a rough night, but the next day he was fine. And he started eating well and looking well and acting well. And then he got to a point and it just turned on him and that was it. No, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, when you have a horse like that for so many years, and even if they're not as good to you as Ben's Cat was, it's got to be a shallow, hollow feeling when you get that message that they've passed away. But you know, he overcame so many things, the bowed tendon and all the struggles that he had, and he didn't take his track with him. I mean, he was just a horse that loved the game and loved to participate.
Oh, he did, and he knew what he was doing. He's a very intelligent horse, and people walking over to the paddock, people would come out there and take pictures of him, and he'd stand there and practically pose for him, and he was kind of proud of himself.
King, what made Ben's Cat so good?
Oh, I don't know. It's just one of those things why things happen. One chance out of 100,000 or whatever it is, law of probability. We didn't know it at the beginning because obviously I ran him for 20,000 his first start. And then, stupidly on my part, when I look back on it, it didn't hurt then. Then I raised him up 5,000. That was a time where I could have lost him. I couldn't have lost him on his first start because he wasn't well bred and he wasn't working that well. So that's only two reasons you'd lose a first time starter is really great workouts or great breeding. So I didn't worry about it. But the second time, I had no idea he was going to get as good as he did, naturally, or I wouldn't have run him back for 25. But if I would have lost him, that would have been a day, and that would have been disastrous there. So anyhow, then he started to get better and better and better, and every time he won his first 8 races, I believe it was. And then he started winning stakes, and that was it.
How much confidence did you have going over there to run him? I mean, did you just think, I can't get beat?
Yeah, no, that's it. I took so much for granted because I knew I had the horse, the best horse. I'd go in these races, and he'd be back there. He'd scare me a little bit by being back, and then he'd make that run. And when he made that run in the stretch, oh boy, here he came. And Dave Rodman called it the most exciting call I've ever heard. I could, when I hear that recording, I get chills. It's just, it's so emotional. That is the most exciting race I've ever seen in all my years of being around horse racing.
Talking with Hall of Fame trainer King Leatherberry here on Express Bet Radio on the Horse Racing Radio Network. King, I'm sure you get asked quite often about Ben's Cat. Is there a favorite Ben's Cat story that you like to tell that maybe people wouldn't know existed?
See, you guys always ask these kind of questions. I mean, I can't think of it now. I mean, all of his races were exciting. Any to pick any one story out, I'd have to really take some time out and think about it. But a lot of his races were it looked like Hollywood made it so exciting. The way he'd be back there, and he'd come on the inside, on the outside, and that last race he won, he split two horses, which didn't look like it was possible to do.
You know, he had such a long career. Did he ever give you any scares along the way, like soundness issues or something when you came to the barn?
As a four-year-old, why he didn't run as a three-year-old is that he had a broken pelvis. The treatment for that was to stay in a stall for 6 months. Now, he went back to my farm. I've recently sold the farm, but when I had the farm, he went back to my farm, stood in a stall for 6 months without coming out. Well, that was what the veterinarians had recommended. So I followed it naturally. And then you wouldn't think a horse could do that. I mean, we've always, you know, when you're a horse trainer, you think your horse has to have exercise. He misses one day of galloping, and sometimes you're worried about that. So it just proved that all wrong, that he could do that. And then when he brought him back, of course, we brought him back very slowly, and never had a problem at all with that anymore.
Yeah, that's remarkable because, like a lot of times, especially in the old days, they used to tell you to hang him on the wall, you know, like not even let him lay down. And that's pretty tough.
Absolutely, yeah. No, but he was just one of those horses that he's a champion, that's all. In my, it's just, he gave me so many thrills and excitement and glory. I mean, there's where I got all my glory. Of all the races I've won, that was a horse that gave me the glory.
Well, King, his ashes will be laid to rest next to the historic paddock at Laurel coming up this Saturday, and fans will have the opportunity to stop by and visit his plot and be there for the ceremony. And I'm sure that's going to be a bit emotional, but I'm sure it's going to be very special for you too.
It is. It is 10:30, and we're right outside the racing secretary's office facing the paddock, and that's where it's going to be, right next to the paddock. And that's all I know. I don't know any more about it than that. And then naturally I'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be a special day at Laurel this coming Saturday, November 11th. It's Ben's Cat Day. King Leatherberry with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. King, I have to tell you, one of the more pleasurable things and one of the more memorable things that Jude and I have been part of on radio is when we were broadcasting your Hall of Fame induction and putting that out there for people to hear on radio. And I think what made it so memorable is that you got up there and you were just King Leatherberry. You were telling a few jokes and you had the place rolling. I'm not going to let you go. You're not wrapping up this interview until you tell us a good joke.
Well, it's an old one, but you know, a doctor gives a guy 6 months to live, and he couldn't pay his bill, so he gave him six more.
There he is. He's King Leatherberry, one of the greatest, no doubt about it. King, listen, we appreciate the time, and I wish we had more time because we'd have you tell some more jokes, but really do appreciate it, and all the best, my friend. Enjoy Ben's Cat Day. Congratulations on your success and on the success of Ben's Cat.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure being with you.